All right. I am pleased to have Mr. Buderi. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
yeah.
You, Mr. Pandeka.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like giving context most of the time, but I think just for the sake of just getting into the business, please introduce yourself and what you do.
Okay, professionally.
Yes.
What I do professionally. Yes. Okay, my name is Ndivuo Joshua Buderi, and professionally I'm a project manager. I'm working for an AI company, and personally I also do photography on the side as my business. You know, these days you need to have a side hustle, otherwise you'll go hungry. And I also drive Bolt. Bolt is like Uber, but somehow I don't know why I don't want to register for Uber, but I do Bolt.
Okay.
So yeah, I
a busy man.
Yes, man, you have to do
what you have to do. Sure. I think that's a really interesting chat,
yeah.
And hopefully we can get to touch most of those this conversation.
Yeah.
Maybe let's start it like this. When did that bug for project management bite you? When did that interest start?
So I won't even lie about it. I didn't want to be a project manager. I wanted to be a microbiologist. That's
okay.
Something that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Maybe it was also being influenced by my uncle Benji, because yeah, he was there. He was always talking about it. And as each and every kid, I also wanted to be a doctor first, and then I moved to be a microbiologist, which both I didn't achieve. So I studied IT, and while we were doing that, one of the subjects was project management, and a good friend of mine, friend who we are almost 20 years now, Liwani Stanley, he got a job somewhere in a German company, IT company. That's where I started my internship. So they were looking for interns who have something to do with project management. It was a project coordinator internship.
Sure. So, and this is the same time you're doing this IT and doing the subject for project management.
That's when I had finished.
Oh, that's when you had finished. Okay.
Working. So what I was doing by then, I think I was working for a catering company.
Mm.
I never sit down. So I was working in a catering company. We were doing decoration and cooking and all those stuff on the weekends.
Mm.
So yeah, so this guy, my friend, then said to me, hey, we are looking for people, because he had already started.
Mm.
I think he was there for 6 months at the time. So he connected me. I went there for an interview, and then, yeah. And then I was a project coordinator as an intern. Then I started working there. And then, you know, when you're working, you tend to fall in love. Well, I fell in love with what I was doing.
Mm.
It was nice, because it sounds difficult, but it's something that is not really theoretically difficult. Mm. So, yeah.
Does that mean that you initially studied IT, graduated, then you moved to postgraduate project management, or did you do undergrad project manager?
So I didn't do undergrad. So with project management, it's better to rather do the certifications.
Mm.
So that's what I did with PMI, and also with organization like also UCT,
mm-hmm.
and also with
Mencosa or UNISA.
UNISA.
Sure.
From my side. Mm. And what is the other organization? I think there's another one that I'm forgetting. But yes, that's how I went about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
which means basically you graduated with IT, then you moved to getting certificates on
Project management.
Project management, yes.
And also I've been a project manager under IT.
Under IT, yes.
So it's not really far, because you understand that you are managing something that you basically understand in a way.
Mm.
So a person cannot just play in your head and say, no, this takes this much or whatever. You will have that sense to say, hi, no, man, no, this is not supposed to take this way.
Yeah.
And also with experience, or whenever you take time on something or doing something, you tend to have the experience, you understand, or okay, mm. I've once run a project which we were doing the same thing or something similar. this didn't take this much, or this was, these calculations are not making sense, or something like that.
Sure.
So as you work, you tend to grow and you tend to understand the field better. So yeah, that's how it has been.
Can you please do me this favor?
Yeah.
Are you able to, can you please explain what is project management?
Okay. So project management, I don't know how to say, like how to explain, but let me try, right?
Mm.
So project management is all about managing a certain work that needs to be done over a period of time, or over a certain period of time within a certain budget, and which will maybe require a certain amount of people or resources and all those stuff. So your job is to ensure that everything is running accordingly. And in life, nothing really runs according to the plan. Even the weather, they predict, but the weather still somehow goes somehow. So in project, yeah, I mean, for example, here in Cape Town. So in project management, you have to initiate the project. You get to understand what is the end goal? What do you want? Let's say, for example, the project that we have at hand is to install aircons within this building. So we need to understand how many rooms are there, and how many people, for example, are going to be working there, because the amount of the aircon that you will have to buy has to also go with the how big the spaces are and all those things. And then after that, you need to go and get quotes to say, okay, how much will this cost? And then you need to understand how long does it take to actually install just one aircon. Therefore, you are now starting, okay, we know, okay, the budget will need 5 aircons for this building. We'll need maybe amount of resources, maybe 5 people to do the job. For one aircon to be installed, you need 2 weeks. For after the installation, do we need to do a commission test and test them and whatnot, commit them, program them? It will take this much. And after that, there's this and this that needs to be involved. What else do we need? We need electricity. Okay, do we have enough power in this building? So that's project management.
So you have to see the project from the entirety of the project, yes, from the beginning to the end.
To the end.
Sure.
Because we initiate, as I said, which is around that. We do the planning. Now we are planning how many, what do we need? And after that, you execute. Executing is doing the job. Then we did that. And then after that, you monitor and control. Monitor and control is just to check, okay, going well, did you do what? What are you testing? You're doing all those stuff. And then the last phase is closure.
Mm-hmm.
Closure also has to, it's not just to say, we are done. But they're testing, and then there's a period of time that we want to run this thing and see actually
does it actually works. Yeah,
that's project management life cycle. I just explain to you the life cycle.
I love that, because I think you actually did justice to that, to explain the whole process. What is it that it takes for you to become a very good project manager?
You need to be decisive, right? You need to be able to have difficult conversations. One of the things that I did was crucial conversation, a course which teaches you how to talk to people in unfavorable circumstances and situations. So you need to be bold. You need to be able to question things. You need to research. You need to, let's say, for example, I now work for an artificial intelligence company.
Sure.
I have never worked in this space. So you have to read, you have to study, you have to find out things and stuff. And the most important thing in project management is communication. You need to be a good communicator.
Yeah.
To your clients, to your people, to your team, to your stakeholders, to your management, to your executives.
You just continue. Sorry.
And everyone that you are working with, you need to be a very good communicator. And then besides being a good communicator, you also need to be someone who's good with people's skills. You need to be able to read people, to know how to deal with
certain
people.
So EQ.
Yeah, in a way. So, because you cannot relate to 5 people the same way. You need to understand them. You need to be able to know how to address certain things. And sometimes there will be difficult conversations that needs to be had. And that does not mean that you need to shout at people or the relationship needs to die out. No, you need to have those skills. And it comes with time. It's not something that you will just be good at on the first day. So I think continuous research and development.
It feels like being a project manager, you're the face of being professional.
Yeah, you're the face. I mean, and let me tell you, I will use another example which maybe can relate to everyone.
Sure.
If Kaizer Chiefs wins, who do we celebrate? The players.
Mm.
But when Kaizer Chiefs loses, who do we blame? The coach.
Yeah.
And then why? So you are sort of a coach when you are a project manager.
I see.
So you have to always make sure that you're balancing both. You can balance your management, which is maybe the team ownership, balance also your stakeholders, which might also be even the fans and even people that you don't even know that will be affected by your project. So you need to be good in communication and balancing such things.
Which project was the hardest for you, if you can disclose? Which project was the hardest and what did you learn from it?
Okay, I won't go into deep details just to respect the organizations and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the difficult, I'm trying to think as I'm answering you this, there was a project that we were, there was a time that we were implementing, I don't want to say the thing, but we were doing sort of a program or implementing or installing a program. Let's rather keep it as a program.
Sure.
In Namibia.
Mm.
So my company that I was working for at the time had other branches in Namibia and so forth, right? So now, this was 2020. And normally when you implement such projects, you also have some time wherein the people that are doing the job will have to go to a certain country and go and implement and train and do all those stuff.
Mm.
COVID aided. So we had to do it remotely. This was the first time. I mean, when we were doing it within our country, South Africa, we would have to go to a certain site to
inspect and test
and whatnot.
Sure.
2020 COVID happened and then we had to do it remotely.
Mm.
And I'll have to tell you this, that was the most successful project.
Mm.
So we had to adapt to the time. We had to be agile. In project management, we have something called waterfall and agile.
Okay.
Waterfall is what I had explained in the beginning, wherein we do things in a certain way, whereas in step by step, right? And then when it comes to agile, you do it in packets and in small packages you do and you can test. So being agile, like you change is part of the game.
Okay.
Whereas with waterfall is sort of, you know, it's in a way,
progressive way. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So we had to be agile. Likely enough, I've also done project management under agile methodology.
Mm.
So I'm certified also with that. I'm a agile practitioner.
Okay.
So that really helped. At the time, because we were able to change from the usual way in you go to a certain site to do things, and then we had to do things remotely.
Mm.
And that was one of the successful projects. That was it was a Namibia project. Difficult, but yet the most.
Yeah. Okay, let me just get into this question.
Yeah.
What have you learned the most about yourself? Because it feels like project management, I don't know if you've heard from nurses saying that you can't do nursing if you don't love people.
Yeah, you can't.
Something like that.
You can't.
Yeah, so for project management, what kind of type of personality do you need to have to do project management? But I'm just asking in terms of you.
Yeah.
What have you learned a lot from yourself was from doing project management?
You have to be a people's person. You have to be able to adapt to different personalities and how to deal with people. And you need to be professional to a sense that emotions are not part of your job.
Mm.
You need to be a person that is driven by facts and what is in the table. But in the same time, you need not to lose who you are. You need your character plays a very important role in being a project manager. And I think when you are a person, people's person, it is easier for you to even have those difficult conversations in a good way.
Mm.
But you can easily just go to a person and say, buddy, we have to make this happen. And what you're doing now is not going to help us achieve our goal. And in a nice way, because you understand the people and the people can relate to you easily. And when, for me, that have worked, and I think that is why maybe most of my projects are deemed to be successful.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why is this question running away now?
Okay, no problem. Take it easy. Have water and ask.
Yeah. I want to ask now on my question. It's gonna come. Yeah. It's gonna come. Maybe just to make it easy,
yeah,
I'll ask a different question. I'm sure it's gonna come, right?
Yeah.
At school.
Yes.
What is it that is there a gap between what you learn at school and what you actually do practically? And is there anything that you can maybe advise someone who's listening to kind of like mitigate the learning process between school and work?
Funny enough, my mom works in the Department of Education. I hope this helps her. Well, she's about to retire, so I don't think it will help. But the gap that we have between school and the professional place, workplace, and all those stuff is the fact that at school we are focusing more on grades. We are focusing more on theory. We are focusing more on things that I think it's wrong. We need to get to a point wherein our education system realizes that passing mathematics, it's important, but it's not a measure of how successful someone can be or how someone can be good.
Mm.
So we need to study people or kids or children or peoples in a different manner, right? And gauge them in a different manner. Where I'm coming with, it's China. Look at China and other Asian countries. Their kids at a small age, they are doing things. They are not taught the mechanisms that build up a phone or a calculator. They build a calculator and a phone.
Mm.
Therefore, if that person is doing it from an early age of being 13, the time that person is 22 or 23, that person has 10 years experience of building a phone or a calculator.
Sure.
Whereas here, we've got how many years? I think it's 13 or 14 years of school of theory.
Mm.
We need to go to the practical side of it. We need to change our things into more practical than just theory. I think we focus more on theory. And one of my managers, the guy is very wise. He said to me, we were talking about something. Really? And then I was like, I get disappointed when people who are so much educated do something like this, you know? And he was like, yeah, well, not that it applies to everyone, but he was like, sometimes being educated can also be just a measure of how good you are when it comes to cramming, you know, and then you cram and then you pass.
Yeah.
So we need not to just focus on the theory, but we need to close the gap between theory and practical. And many people that were somehow deemed that they're not as good, then were taken to these schools wherein they do handwork and whatnot. Look at them today. They're very much successful because when you go to those technicons, most of the times you are doing the actual thing.
You are
judged on practical, not on theory. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to go back to that and we need to close that gap and ensure that we're not just focusing on theory, but we're doing practicals.
So basically saying that we should stop learning about the grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers only if you're going to be working in a nature reserve or
whatever. Sure. No. Interesting. What is it that you like the most about your work?
You get to connect to different people and you get to, your job, as much as maybe you might be running similar projects, no project is the same.
Mm.
Even if you are painting, let's say, my project one is to paint this room
and
project two is to paint the following room.
Mm.
They're not the same.
Mm.
This room, the door might be on the left and the second door on the other room might be on the right.
Mm.
The windows might be at the left and then on the other room, there's no window or it's in the center. So the good thing is you get exposed to different things, whereas even though they might be deemed the same, but they're not the same.
Mm.
And where I work now, I really cherishes because in one meeting, for example, I mean, with a person who is in South Africa, maybe just Joburg, but being South Africa, I'm in Cape Town, the other person is in China, the other person is in Denmark, and the other person is in Germany.
Mm.
Like literally most of my meetings is that dynamic.
Okay.
A person in China, a person in Denmark, in Germany, and a person in South Africa.
Mm.
So you get exposed.
Mm.
To different things and stuff, so I really love that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I don't know if you can delve into your work that you're doing now, AI. Well, what kind of work are you doing? And just maybe just to delve in terms of how does your day-to-day look like?
Okay. as I said, obviously I'm a project manager professionally. So we, in our organization, we are focused on, I'm just trying to get an, you know, a way of saying it, manufacturing.
Okay.
Manufacturing. So our AI is with regards to manufacturing. We work with manufacturing organizations doing their process to be more efficient and to be predictable and to be as smooth as possible and to define their processes and all those things.
Is this, I don't know if maybe I'm just asking too much. Is this like probably like managing let's say it'd be a clothing company, whatever, just to manage their systems, or are you looking at something like instrumentation where you're managing an AI for, let's say, be, let's say Coca-Cola.
Let me just, wow. I won't say why I said wow about Coca-Cola, but anyway, we managing sort of their manufacturing processes, machineries, you know, English.
Machineries, yes.
Yeah, the machines and all those stuff. So we do, we predict to say, okay, if you are going to use certain settings and you're going to run them in these values and whatnot, your machines and stuff, they will produce sort of like this.
Okay.
For example, let's say we are doing this bottle. Then we will have to deal with the machines that have to be involved, and then also the processes that you have in place to make this. And we will identify what is it that made 15 bottles out of 20 to be successful.
Sure.
Right? And then how can we make the other five to be also successful? So we are coming up with what? Predictability, which helps in a lot, when it comes to manufacturing. In manufacturing, when they're doing this shirt or t-shirt, they want it to come out the right way, right? So we deal with those machines and all those things to predict, okay, if your machine's in, it's in this value, or the heat is in this much or whatnot, probably you will fail. But if you adjust it this way, it will pass.
I'm just laughing because I think my prophetic unction is working.
Yeah. I see you are like deep in dive, but thank God I'm also, I mean, anointed in this manner. So God is also saying, okay, when it comes this way, just do this.
Sure. But thank you so much, man, for really touching on, I feel like you are, I have not tapped on all of the information that you can actually share with us. I don't know if you feel the same way, but I feel like there's more that can actually come out from this conversation. I can prepare even more questions the next time.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for coming through, and I appreciate you coming through. And I think just in closing, the question is, what has been the common factor in your career, and how has it impacted your career growth?
Okay, common factor is people, because in all projects you deal with people. So in the beginning of my career, a good friend of mine, Stanley, was there. He like guided me, and another one called Humbrani. So Humbrani actually said to me, like, he defined project management in a very interesting manner, which I don't think he even remembers. He was saying that he's aunt in law, I don't know whether we call them aunt in law, but a wife to his uncle.
Yeah.
Used to do catering and all those stuff.
Sure.
So that's how we learned project management. He laid it down to say, okay, we know we need to cook for these people, and this is what we need to arrange.
Is this your catering
yeah,
days?
For 15 days, 15 people, we need X amount of this and this. And
sure,
that is how project management is all about. But in my growth, I'll say connecting with people, having people that have done the work for some time, having sort of mentor. I've never had someone who was defined as my mentor, but there are people that I had like sort of defined in my head to say, this is my mentor, and I will learn as much as I can. Even my current manager, I take him as my mentor. And another one, Bertas, he was, we worked together in another organization. So there I also took him as a mentor. So with my current one, Ridwan, I also see him as a mentor. So it helps, because when you see someone as your mentor, you tend to be humble and learn from them, and you listen. It doesn't matter whether you sometimes you don't agree. There are times that you won't agree and you are right. And there are times that you won't agree. But with time, you will see that, okay, he was actually right. I should have just, but that's how it's like with our parents. When we were being reprimanded, when we were young, we thought we were adopted. There's no way that a parent that gave birth to you will treat you this way. But look at it today. You actually cherish being reprimanded and all those claps if you got one. So looking up to people helps, and connecting to people really helps. And also reading. You need to read. You need to research. You need to go on YouTube and read about your career. What are the latest things? What is happening? How are other companies executing these projects? How is that person doing it? Learn even from your colleagues. By the way, even junior colleagues, learn from them. Ask them questions. The other important thing in life, ask questions. Ask questions. You know what? And listen. And don't be quick to talk. Listen, ask questions, and then respond when you have to. But try by all means not to be one that talks first, but listen. It will help you. For example, if we are in a boardroom of five people and then you're the last person to talk, you have gathered their mistakes, you have gathered their wisdom, and then you articulate it in one sentence, and you're the smartest because you have combined all the things that have worked. But if you're the first, you can be embarrassed at the end of the conversation. But I'm not saying that there's any question that is wrong, or there's any comment that is wrong or stupid. Never. Say your mind, contribute, research, study, advance yourself, and you will be successful in whatever career. It's not just limited to project management, according to me.
Yeah, that was so nice. You actually touched, I wanted to sneak in a question, but you actually touched on it. And the question was, what does it take for you to be a very good project manager? But I think what you just said was just, you just touched on that. Thank you so much, brother, for coming through. It was really nice.
Thank you for the invite, and I wish we could continue. I think I honestly want to be invited again. This one's really
definitely
good.
I feel good, because even when I was just asking the questions, I realized that I feel like there's more that we can actually get out of the conversation. That unfortunately, when you're not project management, there's so much that you can ask. And but if you probably it was a project manager to another, it would have been maybe got into like story time and getting into all the different details of project management. But I think for the sake of the listeners, I think this will be very, 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 very valuable for them. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you. So next time I'll want to talk about other things.
Not definitely.
Just project management, photography, life, all those things.
Speaking of that, next time we're going to touch on photography, Bolt, second streams of income, why it's important. And I think for now, let's just maybe stop it here.
Yeah, that's
and we're going to have it next time.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir.